For aficionados of the acoustic guitar, this weekend offers an unusual abundance of performances by artists from around the world coming together in three locations in Rhode Island: Peacedale, Kingston, and Providence. Primarily responsible for this musical feast is the University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival. The festival kicks off tonight at the historic Pump House in Peacedale with a recital by the festival artistic director Adam Levin and Israeli mandolinist Jacob Reuven. And here they are now, recorded at Rhode Island Public Radio's studio just 2 days ago. Adam Levin, guitarist and professor at URI, and Jacob Reuven, welcome. Adam, you came up with the idea for this festival, right?
That's correct. So this is the third annual University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival. This year, and pretty much every year, I wanted to feature sort of the universality of the guitar and now its genetic partners, the mandolin, the other plucked instruments. The guitar is just... it's the quintessential stringed instrument. So I wanted to unite guitars from across the world together in Rhode Island.
So what is in store for us this weekend?
We're going to launch the festival on Friday with a program of Israeli mandolin and guitar music.
It's an original program, I must say. It's original music written for mandolin and guitar by Israeli composers.
They're very complementary instruments.
Here in the United States, you say guitar and mandolin, and I think bluegrass right away.
Absolutely. And we want to tap into that sort of a bait and switch. So say, yep, we're mandolins and guitarists, and have them think about bluegrass or whatever they want to think about, draw them to the concert, and then present something fresh, something new that they've never heard, and hopefully blow them away. And then we have two recitals on Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m., Frank Wallace and his wife, Nancy Knowles, who are mavericks in the voice and guitar combination. And then Dutch guitarist Robert Beckers, who now lives in Boston, and he'll be giving a theme and variations recital, which is going to be mind-blowing. And then in the evening, we'll be featuring Peter Jansen, who's my colleague at University of Massachusetts, who's a fantastic American fingerstyle guitarist. Following that, we have South African guitarist Derek Gripper, who found a niche, one that translates African kora, which is a 21-string harp instrument, to the classical guitar.
Levin says Sunday's activities move to the URI campus in Kingston at the Fine Arts Center.
Finally, the festival will culminate with Goran Ivanovic from Croatia and Farid Haq. He was born in the United States, but it comes from Pakistani-Chilean descent, a very interesting fusion of cultures. And the two of them will just mesmerize all of us at University of Rhode Island. So the first 2 days are at Pump House, Music Works. The third day, we will complete the festival at the University of Rhode Island at the Fine Arts Center. You can buy tickets for the concerts online at www.uriguitarfestival.org.
Well, it sounds like you've put together a fantastic program to share this music. Adam Levin from the University of Rhode Island, guitarist, and Jacob Reuven, Israeli mandolinist. Both of you, thanks so much for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But wait, as they say on late night TV, there's more. I'll let Oscar Ballester, a Latin American community music organizer here in Providence, deliver the news.
We are putting together a concert by Juan Falú. Juan is one of the most important musicians from Argentina in the last several decades, and a very interesting character for many reasons. He's a composer and he's a guitarist. He is visiting the States. He was invited to Berklee School of Music in Boston, and when we learned that, we tried to contact him, and we were able to convince him to make a stop here in Providence and give us some of his music.
So he's making a special stop for this?
Yes, he is. In fact, it's quite dramatic because he actually is arriving to JFK Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And he's going to catch the train and ride the train and arrive here at 4 in the afternoon. And at 6:30, he's going to be playing. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that everything will work time-wise.
Now, where is he going to be performing on Sunday?
He's going to be performing at the ECAS Theater, which is a community-based Hispanic theater group. ECAS Theater is located on 57 Parkis Avenue, which is the corner of Parkis and Elmwood. And it's going to be at 6:30 p.m. We'll have a reception first. We'll have maybe some wine tasting from Argentina. And then Juan is going to play for us.
Well, Oscar Ballester, thanks so much for coming in and sharing some of Juan Falú's music with us.
Thank you. Great to have you.